MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
She said, "You look handsome today, dear." He heard, "I just bought something really expensive." He said, "Are you having an affair?" She heard, "'Cause I am, and it's great." She said, "Do I look fat in these pants?" He heard, "Do you ever want to have sex again?" He said, "You look great in those pants." She heard, "I am totally trained." She said, "It was fun visiting your mother." He heard, "You owe me big time." He said, "I bought you something from Victoria's Secret." She heard, "And could you wear this bag over your head too?" She said, "Was it good for you?" He heard, "'Cause I hope someone had fun." She said, "We need to talk." He heard, "You need a lawyer." He said, "Would you mind squeezing the toothpaste from the bottom?" She heard, "Do you mind living with an anal retentive neurotic?" She said, "You were snoring again last night." He heard, "Do you have to breathe?" He said, "I'm thinking about buying a motorcycle." She heard, "I'm in the mood for a big fight." She said, "Would you go clothes shopping with me?" He heard, "Can I pull your fingernails out with pliers?" He said, "I thought our waitress was very nice." She heard, "I'll be thinking about her during sex." She said, "This commercial is so beautiful." He heard, "I'm getting my period." He said, "Let's try something new tonight." She heard, "Let's see if you're double jointed." She said, "Do you mind not watching football?" He heard, "Do you mind if I chop off your balls?"
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee in a draft report say they found no collusion between the Trump campaign and Russians trying to influence the 2016 election. President Trump repeating the findings on Twitter in all capital letters. The top Democrat on that committee, though, says not so fast.
Congressman Adam Schiff responding, "This was not the finding of the House Intelligence Committee, Mr. President, but only a statement by its GOP members who lack the courage to stand up to a president of their own party when the national interest necessitates it."
Fox's Ellison Barber. The president heads to California today.
Protests popped up throughout San Diego ahead of President Trump's first visit to California as president.
"We didn't cross the border! The border crossed us!"
The president's coming to see the border wall prototypes that have been built and speak to Marines at a nearby air station.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Fox News. We report, you decide.
another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Did they have to announce that I'm the returning 2-time champion of the March Madness office bracket? It was painful enough when I won, since everyone knows that I know nothing about basketball. And the guys really give me stink eye. It's too bad, because I really like one of them. Hey, maybe I should say I want to discuss picks with him. I wish there was an office dating bracket. I could go out with 2 guys, then one makes it to the next level. Oh boy, if a guy had said that and someone heard it, women would get so mad. I'm going to keep that one to myself. All right, let's pick some teams. Now, I remember my brother saying you can't beat the Gamecocks, so I'll pick them. Or maybe that was a punchline to one of his jokes. Ugh, either way, who cares? I'm just playing like everyone else does, to beat the mundane boredom of yet another workday. And hopefully win $100 so I can have an extra piece of apple pie.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
You can pick your morning show, but you can't pick your relatives. But if you could, you'd pick a Cousin Vinny. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Is it possible the two youths...
Two what? What was that word?
Excuse me, Your Honor. Two youths.
Jay Scott.
You on drugs?
Emily Hayes.
My biological clock is ticking like this, and the way this case is going, I ain't never getting married.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
No self-respecting Southerner uses instant grits. I take pride in my grits.
So order in the court. It's time for 3 men and a lady.
What kind of equipment did you use to find this out?
I used a Hewlett-Packard 5710A dual-column gas chromatograph with flame analyzation detectors.
No further questions. Everything that guy just says, bull.
Listen, we're ready for
it. Thank you.
I'm getting much gayer than this.
Welcome to 3 men and a lady with...
Great Scott!
Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Emily, why do you always have to make such a big production out of everything?
Is there anybody on the planet more than Rich Thomas, I think?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
On a very chilly morning, I'm sorry, Spring Breakers. I just feel the need to apologize to you. You know, I don't make the weather, but, you know, I feel bad. Sunshine, breezy, cool today. High temperature about 57. That's actually an improvement over yesterday. Not as much wind, but still breezy. Then for tonight, clear, cold. It looks like the overnight low temperature will be near freezing. It's going to be another frosty morning tomorrow morning. We'll be right around 32 at dawn, which is on the new time, where it's closer to 7 a.m., 6:58. A chilly day tomorrow for March, you bet. In fact, a reinforcing shot of cooler air coming in. High of only 56. The breeze will make it seem colder. Looks like a freeze Thursday morning. Low temperature 31. A little warmer Thursday afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. We'll be in the 70s on Friday. I think there could be a late day shower or thunderstorm. Better chance Friday night into Saturday. Another weekend storm system on the way, but temperatures will be in the 70s, Spring Breakers. And right now this morning, I'm looking around the area. Troy, you're the cool spot, 32. Prattville and Alexander City are at 34. At Montgomery Regional Airport, 37 now. Northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Clear skies at 6:09.
So you all set for your big trip?
Hey, part one is getting Bailey up to her residence in Wetumpka.
You just got your check-in notice, right?
This morning. I just got the check-in notice.
Which means you're flying out, 24 hours from now? So you're flying out at 5 a.m. tomorrow?
It's a 6 a.m. flight.
6 a.m. flight? Okay.
To Charlotte first.
And then to Charlotte first?
Charlotte and then Montego Bay.
You'll arrive in Montego. What, are they ahead of us an hour or what?
You know, you would think that they're actually on Eastern time. It's the same time as Eastern. I don't know what they call it.
So they're an hour
it.
Ahead of us, yeah.
They might call it Eastern Mon. I don't know. But it's same.
What time will you arrive there? What's the flight? What's the?
You know, that's a good question, and I have it all right here. I think I 11:30 something like that.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Let's see if we can find some... that's a stupid ad. That's not what I want. And now the weather with Rich Thomas.
Live from the Swim Up Bar.
Yeah, the Swim Up Bar.
The name of this city, by the way, is Trinidad and Tobago. I'll keep that handy this morning. I'll get you in the mood. And look, there's just tons of great steel drum beach music for you.
The interesting thing, folks, is that you'll still hear Rich Thomas's weather.
It's a working vacation. There'll be videos. There'll be blogs. There'll be three times a day updates on eight radio stations, 256 times a day.
But
a better view outside, though.
There's nothing in the next week that looks ominous to you, is there?
I don't see any severe weather, and I see some, you know, freezing mornings. Some mornings where I won't have to be sweating it out.
Well, you can always say, hey, it's 74 where I am and 34 where you is.
where you is. I like that.
There's that pretty girl. The daddy went out of 6 o'clock chickens already. Poor thing. Yeah. Did you see the video of that UFO over the water?
I did, yeah.
It's, I'm going to post that in a second, but the audio, the pilots who were following this thing is pretty cool.
Where was it? It was over the Pacific?
Jay, back to you.
I don't exactly remember where it was over. But yeah, they were downright giddy.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to post this on Facebook with the title.
What is it? You're using that word.
Near the East Coast.
Near the East Coast, okay.
Coming up at the end of the timeline for March the 13th, we will have the Baumhauer's winning word of the day. That should give me enough time to... Oh, look at this. I found it already. Oh, and I love it today, too. It's both an action verb and an adjective.
Okay.
And tomorrow night, well, I don't know that I'm going to make my Father of the Bride debut tomorrow night at Baumhauer's.
Oh, really?
A couple of adjustments in the...
Well, if you went and got fitted for the suit yesterday, they're probably not going to have it ready by Wednesday.
Here's live audio from the fitting. And I've lost weight, too. That's what I don't understand. He said something about, well, your hips go a little askew in you.
It's a fitting. That's what you're going to, it's the things you're going to find those things out, and they have to do the adjustments.
I have to thank Mr. Thomas here, though, because he duplicated... We had all our VHS transfer years ago. A friend of mine did it. He cataloged every single thing on it. And I put it somewhere where I couldn't find it. And my friend who helps me with all my organizational stuff, I said, we got to find this. It took her like 20 minutes, and she turned up with it. Rich made copies, and I sent her the originals and the catalog list. And they had so much fun with that yesterday.
Oh, boy.
It arrived. She watched her, I mentioned that first wedding to the kid next door. They had such a blast with that. And I guess they drove down to Key Largo last night for a birthday dinner. So she had a fabulous day. But the laughs...
That's quite a drive, isn't it?
Not from where they live.
Oh.
Homestead is at the, really, it's at the very end.
Yeah, they're down, okay, they're farther south.
The
yeah.
Turnpike, Florida Turnpike, ends like a mile south of where they live.
Uh-huh.
You get on US 1 and go down, I think it's about 15, 20 miles, and you're in Key Largo.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's not that big of a drive.
You have to do that.
I've got to, we've got to try and get down there next time I visit.
Overseas Highway, is that what that's called? What is that? What do they call that? Anything?
I think. Well, Overseas Highway was the term they used when they first built it over the old Flagler Railroad bed. And that's one of the great stories in American history, in that Flagler, who became today he would have been a billionaire many times over, he used his own money to build a railroad from Miami to Key West. And it took, I think, 13 years.
that a hurricane came.
Well, that was in 35. They finished the railroad, and it worked for years. And I thought, man, I wish they would rebuild it, because that would be a great train trip. Because there are points in the highway where you're so close to the edge that it feels like you're driving over the water. And there are still parts of that original railroad bed still visible.
And along the way, he built great hotels to stay at. For instance, in St. Augustine.
That's where he started.
It's right now a college, but it's just this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place that Flagler built.
He's basically the guy that invented Florida, because he made it possible to get down the length of the state through train and then built the hotels that you described. Mm-hmm. Basically the co-founder of Miami, along with Julia Tuttle. But he lived to be 83, and he was going blind, and he was able to take that train trip to Key West and see the result of all the millions of dollars he invested to build that thing. And then in 1935, that was the hurricane that pretty much wiped out the railroad bed. So they started building the overseas highway instead of rebuilding the railroad.
Didn't he die right before they finished the second, the rebuilding? Or did I have that wrong?
No, he died. He took the train down to Key West and then went back. He had a place. In fact, if you're ever in West Palm Beach, look up Whitehall. That was the mansion he built there for his third wife. It's an interesting story, because he had his second wife declared insane, so he could divorce her, which was a new law that he rammed through the legislature, I'm sure greased by a few bucks, and then built this amazing palace for his third wife, and it's still there, and you can tour it, and they even show you the bathroom where he had a stroke and died, basically. And I'm telling you, it's one of those places, if you tour it, you will feel the presence of other spirits.
Ooh.
It's beautiful, but there are times when it's
creepy.
Yeah. So that's our tourism suggestion for the day.
Has anybody seen Emily? Is she in the building?
I did not see her. Okay. And I have not, have we not, probably yet, have not heard from her.
Mm.
Emily, I will send her a text.
She did say yesterday she was having trouble. I actually, and I think you said this yesterday, I think I had a tougher time last time when we set the clocks back.
Yeah, when we did the fall back rather than the spring forward. Yeah, I had a tough, that was, these things normally don't affect me, but that one did when we did the fall back. But this one has not affected me at all.
No, this is usually the worst for me, and I'm doing okay so far. And slowly but surely, thanks to Dr. Love, thanks to Infusion, starting to feel a little bit better. Bob Howard's winning word of the day coming up at the end of the timeline. The Rich Thomas, by the way, am I going to be the substitute teacher?
Yes, sir. And, there's some, you got St. Patrick's Day, so you'll probably have to do Green River, right?
Green River, good song.
Wouldn't that be a good one?
Huh? I love that, yeah.
The one I picked today would have been used on the 15th. You got
right.
Me? You see, you follow me?
There's your hint, students.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of you probably know which song he's directly referring to there. 18 minutes after 6, if you have a special occasion coming up and you're kind of stuck for a good idea, the place that has an amazing selection of jewelry, but a place that can also create something. If you have an idea or come to an idea by stopping by and taking advantage of their three generations and 63 years of experience, that's Brian Jewelry in Prattville, in a beautiful freestanding building at 1778 East Main on Cobbsward Road, as it's also known. And inside, you're going to find so much experience. They have the ability to ask the probative questions. We'll call them Law and Order Special Jewelry Unit. And they can come up with ideas or make suggestions based on the information you provide on the person that you're shopping for. So, absolutely worth the drive from anywhere. Very competitively priced. They can help you with financing. When it was time to buy wedding rings and engagement bands, I was able to be a big shot at 0%. And that's nice when you can pay off something and know you're not dealing with any interest whatsoever. Terrific folks. If you'd like to learn more online, go to brianjewelry.com or just stop by and see him. Again, 1778 East Main in Prattville. We've got your news, our first look at the roads, and then we're back with the timeline for the 13th of March.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
A Selma woman, Cassandra Jones, being held on $1 million bond. $500,000 for attempted murder. Another $500,000 for shooting into an occupied dwelling. A child was injured in the shooting. Contravious Washington and Adrian Richardson are also wanted for attempted murder. For the second time in a week, Prattville police arresting a juvenile for making threats against area schools. We told you about a 12-year-old girl that was arrested for making two terrorist threats. Now another 12-year-old girl has been arrested for allegedly threatening to shoot up Prattville Junior and High Schools. Police have declined to grant any interviews, though, in regards to this latest arrest. And Latrell Alexander's been arrested. Back on February 7th, police say Alexander was involved in an incident in the 2900 block of Carter Hill Road. He has been charged with robbery, but there were no injuries or property taken in the incident. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Blue Devils, Red Raiders, Blackbirds, Crimson Tide, Bonnies, Bruins, Bulls, Two, Bison, and the Buckeyes, Rams, Raiders, Ramblers, Racers, Retrievers, Razorbacks, Briars, Titans, Gales, Boilermakers, and Lumberjacks, Jayhawks, Jackrabbits, Eagles, Gators, Shockers, Sooners, Seminoles, Quakers, Thundering Herd, Two Aggies, Longhorns. Take a deep breath. There's 35 more. Four Tigers, two Cougars, Panthers, five Wildcats, Horned Frogs, Tar Heels, Eagles, and two Wolfpack, Bearcats, two Bulldogs, Musketeers, and Blue Jays, Orange Grizzlies, Wolverines, Hurricanes, Highlanders, and Volunteers, a couple of Spartans, Mountaineers, Hokies, Pirates, Cavaliers, and the Aztecs, and complete your brackets. It's March Madness.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment, and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Hope you're having a great Tuesday morning. Everything's looking good for you traffic-wise. Nothing on the interstate systems. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway look really good. The 31s are clear. Taylor and Vaughn looking real good so far. You can purchase a new 2018 Toyota Camry with the new body style starting at just $345 per month with no money down. Sign and drive at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota now open on Sunday afternoons. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This show is made possible by your fellow drivers. Sorry we're all driving like idiots. And yes, we promise to watch the road.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake! I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
The greatest show on dirt is back. PRCA Extreme Bullfights every night, along with Montgomery's own funny man, Trent McFarland. For ticket and event information, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
suck. I don't know who's the good players making all of the baskets.
I suck.
I'm gonna lose 20 bucks cause this whole thing's a racket.
I suck.
Picking blindly, come on. Pigeon, gun, saga, Benin, Duke, Xavier, and TCU. I'm filling out my bracket from thin air.
Keep it trashy just a little bit later this hour right now at 6:25 with the timeline for March 13th. Here is your host, Rich Thomas.
72nd day of the year, 293 days are left. This is National Donald Duck Day. It's very good. You're so quick. Donald Duck appeared for the first time on the big screen in a cartoon called The Wise Little Hen. He turns 84 today. But he doesn't look a day over. Well, he looks the same.
But still wears no pants.
No pants. Those who work with no pants. How about that?
That's the key to a long life.
It's Ken Day. He wears pants, but...
he doesn't have a reason to.
Right. See, last name should be Smooth.
The Ken doll was unleashed to the world on this date in 1961. Ken, of course, is Barbie's boyfriend, and they have not broken up yet. National Open an Umbrella in the Indoors Day. What? Really? Why?
That's a good question.
Why?
Isn't that bad luck?
I think it is. It's supposed to be, yeah.
237 years ago, 1781, William Herschel discovers Uranus, the seventh planet from the sun. He needed a telescope to see Uranus. We're just...
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
No, more like eight. 166 years ago in 1852, Uncle Sam was first featured as a cartoon character in a magazine. The ad read, "I want you in the Navy, and I want you now." 1865, the Confederacy approves black soldiers facing long odds against the much larger Union armies in the Confederacy. 1868, the impeachment trial of Andrew Johnson begins. First time a U.S. president, the impeachment trial of a president gets underway in the Senate. 1942, the U.S. Army launches the Canine Corps. The United States Army begins training dogs for the newly established War Dog Program, or Canine Corps. Over a million dogs served on both sides during World War I. That's right, carrying messages along to complex network of trenches, providing some measure of psychological support to the soldiers, of course. Most famous one was Rin Tin Tin, an abandoned puppy of German war dogs found in France in 1918, taken to the U.S., and they made a film about it, and it was a silent film, 1922.
You think today's dogs appreciate the sacrifices made by them? It's not like in the middle of a war you can go up to the front line and say,
"Yo, man, can I have some chicken?"
I wonder if some dogs skipped out to Canada just to avoid it. I don't know. 1964, Billboard reported that the sale of Beatles singles currently accounted for 60% of the U.S. singles market. 1965, Eric Clapton leads the Yardbirds. And now our song of the day. And since I'm going to be away for a few days, how could I possibly pass up an opportunity to play this one from the Ides of March, which is just a couple of days? Love the energy in this song. And the horns from another one of those Chicago-based bands. 1970, Friendly Stranger in the Bright Sedan. Won't you hop inside my car? I'll take you anywhere you want to go, because I'm your vehicle, baby.
Well, I'm the friendly stranger in the black sedan. Won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby.
You think they would allow those lyrics today?
I don't know.
Friendly stranger in the black side, yeah, candy.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, get in the car, baby.
In today's culture, that would be, you know, creepy.
It wouldn't work. Well, here's another one that had a problem back in 1971. Brewer and Chipley enters the U.S. charts with One Toke Over the Line. The song peaked at number 10 despite being banned by radio stations for its obvious
drug.
Speaking of that, so, when do you split for Jamaica?
I see what you're doing.
Waiting for several days to ask you that question.
See what you're doing there.
Looking for the right every year. Yeah, that's what I did.
42 years ago, 1976, the Four Seasons returns to the top of the charts with December 1963. Oh, what a night. By the way, kids, your grandpa knows who the Four Seasons are. The Jersey Boys, though, is the current thing out about the Four Seasons.
Your grandpa.
36 years ago in 1982, T.J. Hooker, starring William Shatner and Heather Locklear, debuted on ABC. 31 years ago in 1987, Bryan Adams' song Heat of the Night released as a cassette single, the first cassingle. 30 years ago, 1998, John Holmes, who had said he estimated he had sex with over 10,000 women, died of AIDS. 1992, My Cousin Vinny opened in theaters. 2005, Disney names Robert Iger as the new chief executive, succeeding Michael Eisner as CEO. 12 years ago, 2006, Black Sabbath introduced to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, along with Lynyrd Skynyrd, Blondie, and Miles Davis. We've got some birthdays today. Kathy Hilton is 59. That's Paris Hilton's mom. William H. Macy. What an actor. He's an interesting actor. He's 68. He's currently on that Showtime series called Shameless.
Yeah, at first, I thought you were mentioning Bill Macy, who was Maude's husband on that show and appeared in dozens of TV shows and movies. You'd know him if you saw him.
Charles is either 67 or 77, it says here.
77.
Probably 77. Neil Sedaka is still with us. He's 79. Breaking Up is Hard to Do and Calendar Girl. And more recently, Laughter in the Rain. We are 4 days till St. Patrick's Day, a week away from the official start of the spring season with the vernal equinox. 16 days from MLB opening day. 18 days till Easter, which is also April Fool's Day. 25 days till the South Florida Trail of Tears. And 287 days till Christmas. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
gooey. Gooey.
Wow.
As in Spencer's gooey fries.
Oh.
If you haven't tried these, it is a layer of fries topped with melty, creamy Blanco cheese. And they serve that with crispy crumbled bacon and a side of scratch-made buttermilk ranch. I mean, really, it can be a meal unto itself. Certainly a great side to any burger.
Gooey.
Gooey. That is your Baumhauer's winning word of the day. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, we will ask you to redeem that word. When did we do it yesterday? We kind of ambushed people. Oh, at the very beginning of the show.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're that...
you're sneaky.
Our intro, yeah, we just popped... But, man, the phones exploded, so jot it down. Keep it handy, along with our phone number, 272-9228. Caller 6 will win a $20 gift certificate to Baumhauer's Restaurant, and that's more than enough to get you and treat all your friends to a plate of gooey fries. We bring those home every Wednesday. Show is a buttermilk chicken tender guy, and... got to bring home the gooey fries. If I showed up with just regular fries, he would send me back for more. Amy Schumer, unfortunately, is in the cheap and trashy today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Arnold, who I guess now that he has no movie career, has a new hobby. It's really a lot of...
Didn't he blow up yesterday? He sort of blew up on the oil folks.
Yeah, he's suing the... oil companies for murder. Just what we need. A nut to, let's drive up gas prices. And by the way, I want to send you the link because I read it this morning. I think it's on the Daily Caller about false evidence in the whole climate scheme, if you will. I'd like to get your opinion on it. The ratings on American Idol, which came back Sunday night. In my opinion, not impressive at all. But, of course, ABC is doing everything they can to spin it into a good look for them. I'm not impressed, and I'm predicting it'll last one season. And that'll be that. Mm-hmm. At 6:35, on Newstalk 93.1 FM.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Not as windy this morning, but we are temperatures in the 30s. And matter of fact, I see Troy's down to freezing at this morning. We'll be colder a couple of mornings next, tomorrow morning will be colder. We'll be near the freeze mark, and I think Thursday morning, certainly, we're around 31, perhaps. Sunshine today with a high about 57. Breezy, but not as windy. Clear, cold tonight, near freezing by dawn in the morning. And dawn right now, the sunrise this morning is at 6:58, by the way. A chilly day for March tomorrow. High of only 56. This does not feel like spring break. A little breezy, too. Looks like a freeze on Thursday morning. Low temperature down to about 31. A little warmer Thursday afternoon with a high in the upper 60s. We'll be in the 70s on Friday. Could be a late day shower, maybe a thunder shower. And then on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms become a little bit more likely. So another weekend storm system on the way. This morning, clear skies. Northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. Temperature is 37 at Montgomery Stanley Field, but 34 at Prattville at 6:36.
Hey, my buddy Bob Brown just sent me a note reminding me that Henry Flagler, who we were discussing earlier, is the guy that forged the railroad all the way down the east coast of Florida and eventually built it with his own money all the way to Key West, had quite the history in Cleveland as one of the co-founders of Standard Oil. That's where he made his money.
Gee, I didn't know that, and I should know the Cleveland history, huh? That's one pretty interesting.
One of those, I think it's American Heroes Channel, does a series on titans of the 19th century, the barons or whatever they're called.
Right.
And
Rockefeller was from Ohio, Standard Oil of Ohio.
All of those guys, man, were quite the deal cutters with railroads. Yeah. The railroads are developing, and then discovery of oil fields in Pennsylvania, getting the oil to the refineries, getting it on the ground, blah, 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 and a lot of wheeling and dealing. But, man, some very, very wealthy people emerged from that area. Here with a word about Seafood Bistro, Jay Scott.
Well,
I already moved it once.
No, that's fine. No, that's totally fine. Seafood Bistro, if you are looking for something that is not your run-of-the-mill lunch today, you know, let's talk about lunch, because a lot of times when you're thinking about lunch at the office, you want to go to some kind of fast food joint or something like that. You don't have to settle for that crap. You can actually get some real good food, and you can get it fast if you go online and order it, because that's all you have to do. Just be prepared. Go to theseafoodbistro.com, and you'll see their entire menu, and you can place orders for everybody in the office.
Always waiting for me as I get there.
Whether you're on a health kick, you can do one of the salads that they've got, and they've got plenty of those, or you can do one of the fish snacks, which is just like a quick little $5 meal type of thing. If you want to just kick it up a few bucks and go for the po' boys, you can too. Just, you know, keep in mind that allow yourself, you know, maybe like 20 minutes at the end there for a nap, because you're going to get a lot of food when you buy from the Seafood Bistro. Go to theseafoodbistro.com, theseafoodbistro.com. Like I said, you'll see their entire menu, and you can place your order online. It'll be ready when you get there to pick it up. 279-7500. They're located at 5780 Woodmere Boulevard, and they open up at 11 o'clock today. So like them on Facebook and follow them on Instagram for the Seafood Bistro.
Among some of the topics you'll hear about today, I mean, it's been a year. Mueller's come up with nothing. The Republican Intel Committee said there's no collusion. Can we move on with our lives? I don't know what they're waiting for, but enough is enough. Hillary slipped down a flight of stairs in India twice yesterday.
Is that right?
And that's what she gets. Did you hear what she said? Her latest explanation for losing the election. This one's too much. She lost because white women were told by their husbands to vote for Donald Trump.
Really?
She really has a lot of respect for her own sex, yeah. Because I'll tell you, I mean, Roz and I have a connection, but do you think I ever said, if you don't vote for Donald Trump...
Right. She would have laughed.
I'll never go to Seafood Bistro for you again. I think the lady's lost her marbles. I really do. I think she's either drank them away or something.
So she fell twice.
Let's take a look at this. She's always got to be escorted by somebody, and I don't think that's Bill, is it? Oh, not looking good.
No, her balance is off. It must be a...
Oh, twice.
You're kidding me.
No.
Yeah. She's got some issues.
I would agree with that. Yeah, there's no shortage of people that, I wish he was president. I'm going to put that on Facebook. God, you know what? We got a ton of response on yesterday afternoon. In fact, we stayed away from politics. By the way, that's our cute day starter video today with the...
little puppies.
Big
look at our little puppies.
Tons of suggestions for the father and daughter song. We had over 60 comments, all kinds of songs suggested, and a lot of first-time callers yesterday afternoon. It was really great. It was a high participation afternoon, and I still have no idea what the song is going to be. I mean, if I had any guts, if I was a real man, Rich, I'd say, play Butterfly Kisses. And then as soon as I said that, a guy called and said, write this number down. He gives me 561 area code, mm-hmm. which is Boca. And he says, that's the number for the South Florida Water Management District. If you're going to do that, you may as well have them on standby just in case there's a flood.
Talk about the South Florida Trail of Tears, huh?
Hey, somebody else I want to thank today, too, for helping us out with the videos. Dan Black. Great guy. Dan has a production company here, and they do things like that.
He does a lot of stuff. A bunch of stuff.
Does the 8mm transfer, if you still have those old movies mm-hmm. in the cans, they mm-hmm. can transfer that right. to a DVD for you.
Maybe you got some old VCR stuff that you need to go to a disc. They can do that for you. Plus, he does so many other things. He's a multifaceted guy there at Dan Black Productions over there on Monticello.
I wish, and I want to thank Wendy. Wendy is the greeter, receptionist, assistant, probably runs the place just like a lot of women who are in that position do, but doesn't get the credit for it. She had just finished reading the column I wrote about Ben Hagler, mm-hmm. and she said, I was just going to send you an email. This is totally out of the blue, telling you what a great story that was. And the fact on that, the Ben column was, I worked really hard on that one because it had to be just right, knowing that, Ben's friends and people that loved him were going to be reading it. That was just one that I spent a lot of extra time on. And Jim Watson, our Boom publisher, waited until the last possible second for me to get that in. Yeah. And so far, so good. But that was a really nice...
You do kind of cut it close. I think he probably sweats it out there.
Yeah, I just try to... I asked him, am I worth waiting for?
Yes, of course.
No!
Of course you are.
I try.
You write some good stuff. I think, as talented as you are on the radio, I think you are just the greatest writer.
Oh.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Well, I told Wendy, I said, I'd really rather get a compliment on my writing than anything else.
I'm jealous. I wish I could put words together like you do. I mean, it's just amazing. And then just the right words... you find the right word. I'm thinking, that's the perfect word right there. And where to put the punctuation. And it's an art. It's an art.
I'm going home now because it doesn't get any better than this. Thanks for the good words.
Yep.
It is 6:43. We have traffic, and then we'll be back with today's edition of the Cheap and Trash.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. The old traffic center dispatcher giving us the all clear so far this morning. Nothing on the interstate systems. The 31s are okay so far. Taylor and Vaughn looking real good. The Boulevard and Atlanta Highway are all clear. Early registration for summer term begins April 3rd at Trenum State. Classes begin May 24th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Tuesday. Nothing screws up your Friday more than realizing it's... only Tuesday.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. I'll be happier if I balance work and rest.
The idea behind daylight savings time, changing our clocks ahead 1 hour in March and then back again in November, is to reduce energy consumption by extending daylight hours. Now, we've been doing this nationwide since 1966, but the idea is as old as Benjamin Franklin. He suggested we use a lot less candles if we all agreed to get up earlier and make better use of daylight. Franklin also said, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. His desire was not to make us a nation of workaholics, but better managers of daylight. Solomon would have agreed with Franklin's balance of hard work and good rest. In Psalm 127, he wrote, it's useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night. God gives rest to his loved ones. I'll be happier if I balance work and rest, whether it's daylight savings time or not. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, an Alabama Home Mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to start saving money right away. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, and we have a buy-a-thon going on. That's right. We're buying your no longer wanted diamonds, gold, platinum, silver, silver coins, gold bullion. Yeah, bring all that bullion on. Yeah, anything you don't want, bring it in. We can remake it, or we'll give you money for it. It's a buy-a-thon. We're going crazy giving away money. Bring in your coins. We'll give you six, seven, eight times the value. Buy-a-thon of Marguerite's now in the Peppertree shops near Chappie's. Come see us at Peppertree, Marguerite's.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Huh. Well, I'm sorry she's so upset. Maybe it'll be good for her to see what it's like when I'm not in the mood for once. What am I, crazy? I gotta roll over.
Alexa, play some Marvin Gaye.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Our top story, Amy is okay. She'll be joining us a little bit later.
Oh, gosh.
When she gets her wool. Mm. We'll have to overplay some of the drama behind the scenes here.
Yes.
Speaking of Amy, Amy Schumer has very good reason for not taking her husband's last name, because her husband's last name is Fisher. And you may remember Amy Fisher.
Not good.
Actually, if I'm Amy Fisher, the woman who shot her married lover's wife in the face when she was 17, I'd be much more concerned about being confused with Amy Schumer, who is on the list, almost at the top of the list of people I wish would just go away. Arnold, I guess because movie roles are hard to come by when you're 74 years old and you look like a freak, is suing the big oil companies for murder. So they've known for years their products are killing people and blah, 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 blah. And just
murder.
I'm putting him right underneath Amy Schumer's list of people I wish would just go away. Hard to believe that he was once a Republican.
I'll be back.
Please, don't do us any favors. Selma Blair said that Cameron Diaz retired from acting, but she was just joking. So for everybody whose day was ruined yesterday by that rumor, it's apparently nothing more. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, who are among those who have been fingered by actresses for harassment and stuff. You know, the guys that are always...
Which finger?
This one, Rich. while lecturing the rest of us on how we should be and behave and what our attitudes towards women should be like, are now assuaging their guilt by having what are called inclusion riders in their movie contracts. That means that they won't make the movie unless the movie offers adequate diversity. The jet ski that Jimmy Kimmel gave away at the Oscars is being sold for charity. He offered it to the shortest acceptance speech. Costume designer Mark Bridges took it with a 36-second acceptance speech, but he's going to raffle off the jet ski on Omaze, that's omaze.com. Can you tell this is really a weak group of stories here? American Idol made its return to TV on ABC this past Sunday, and...
How did it do?
No, they're saying here the ratings were solid. Well, the premiere, and you got to figure that a lot of that was curiosity. What's it going to be like in this new incarnation? And you got Katy Perry and Lionel Richie, some pretty big names. It drew 10.3 million viewers, which in my opinion is weak. And we're talking about a show that 10 years ago got 30 million every
right?
Wednesday and Thursday without fail. The premiere was pretty much on a par with what The Voice did on NBC. It had 10.8 million viewers, and it was also bigger than any show that ABC aired last week, including The Bachelor and Grey's Anatomy. But I'm sorry, 10.3 million viewers in the context of things is not all that impressive. If they're starting there and there's attrition, I'll make a prediction right now. I think it's one and done, American Idol. They're not going to be paying Katy Perry $25 million a year for a show that gets 6-7 million viewers.
And how much is NBC paying? What's her name?
Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly.
$15 million, which they might have been better served putting in a big pile and setting it on fire.
Yeah.
And sending smoke signals. Here's the big news. The B1's Jay-Z tour dates are out. They're calling it On the Run 2. It begins in Europe June 6th. And because he was born there, they have chosen Cleveland, in honor of Rich Thomas, to start the American dates July 25th. Gosh, during the break, could you find out how close they're coming to Montgomery so I can be away from here that weekend?
Oh, they're going to come. They're going to come to Atlanta.
We're going to get you to Cleveland.
Another couple that are always lecturing us about words and feelings, and then they throw words like jizz and hoes into the lyrics. I don't get that. Seems like there's a double standard there, huh? You know who Jeff Hardy is?
Yeah, he's a wrestler who got himself busted for DUI.
Yep.
Or D, was it DWI or DU, was it, what was it?
DUI.
Okay.
Kid Rock is joining his favorite president, Donald Trump, in the celebrity wing of the WWE Hall of Fame, Jay.
Yeah, I heard about that. Okay.
That's about it.
Okay. So I'm looking here, they're going to be in Nashville, they'll be in Atlanta. There you go. Nashville and Atlanta is the closest they're coming.
All right. I won't have to leave. That's far enough away where I won't have to worry about picking up the aroma. I'm sorry.
picking up the aroma.
No, those two, they just, you know, them and the Obamas, they just forget it. Wow, they sold another one in the Jack Ingram signature used car category. Vehicles under $10,000. That Eddie Bauer Bronco, 96, that was priced well under five, that was bought. But they still have some great choices in small and large SUVs. But these cars all have in common, whether you're looking at the 2009 Nissan Versa, they've got a Sentra in there as well, or this is a real muscle car truck, the Ford Explorer Sport Track XLT. These vehicles have three things in common: good vehicle histories, bodies that are beautiful, interiors that are clean and pristine, well maintained by the original owner, and then engines that the Ingram family tend. That's the mandate from David Ingram. I want you to test these cars to the max, and if they look like they're ready to deliver thousands of reliable driving miles, we'll put them in this category or somewhere on the lot if it's a little more than 10. Otherwise, we're not interested. Send it to auction. So when you shop anywhere at Jack Ingram, signature used cars, you can buy with confidence. The Bedells did. We have purchased there three times, including my stepson's first car. You can visit online at jackingramsignatureusedcars.com or stop by and see Tip Thames and his incredible team of people at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Random Facts with Jay coming up. That'll be followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. And a little bit later, a conundrum. We'll give away a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro and Comic-Con tickets.
Yes, we still have Comic-Con tickets for...
Double it up today?
Yeah, I know the Bistro cards are in.
They are? Okay.
Yes, I saw them on somebody's desk.
Didn't have a winner, or did we yesterday?
We didn't have a winner yesterday.
So we could give away a set of four?
There's at least, there's two good.
We had no winner?
We didn't have a winner yesterday, no. Remember, we played Truth or Baloney.
Truth or Baloney, that's right.
And we never could get a winner for Girl Scout Day.
Look at that middle question. Does that appeal to you?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. It's easy enough that we won't have to go 2 days winless. We would hate that. At 6:57.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot springs upon us. Tell us what you have going on at Eastbrook.
Things are exciting here at Eastbrook. We are cleaning up some booths and getting our spring cleaning done. And we have several new vendors. And the old vendors are just sweeping and mopping and cleaning up and bringing in spring merchandise. And we're beginning to get all that in. And it's just a fun place.
If someone's looking for outdoor furniture, do you have that here at Eastbrook?
Oh, we absolutely do. We've got the outdoor benches, and we've got the wrought iron furniture, and arches, and just any garden arches, anything you want, we try to have for you.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
When it comes to dry cleaning, let me recommend Worth Cleaners, offering free pickup and delivery for lazy people like me to home or office and anywhere in the River Region, including Montgomery, Prattville, and Wetumpka.
And you don't even have to be home for the pickup or delivery.
Plus, Worth Cleaners services their customers twice a week with easy billing direct to your credit card.
It's like living in a hotel. Just hang your clothes on the door and presto, your clothes appear back at your door, neat and clean. Life is good when you have a concierge cleaner like Worth. And by the way, Worth was voted Montgomery's best of the best in dry cleaning and laundry.
Give your clothes and yourself the best. Just call 277-6431 or call Michael at 799-1845 and let Worth Cleaners work their magic for you.
They do it all. Dry cleaning for your fine clothes, laundry for your casual wear, and wash, dry, and fold for your household items.
Imagine you folding laundry. Never! Let Worth Cleaners with two locations handle it. Worth is at 125 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, and 7825 Vaughn Road.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
It's March 13th, the greatest day ever. On the 13th of March, 1781, English